Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having Bill Brandt back on the show. Bill is a longtime 21-year member of our Brain Trust, the president of the CEO of Development Specialists, Inc., a global problem solver, his company, and he is corporations and sovereign states call on him to help them solve problems. He's also part of the political process. He's an electoral member of the Electoral College, and he is. We're so happy to have his perspective on our show now all these years. We're grateful and honored for him to be here. Bill, thanks again for being here.
Well, it's always a pleasure, Jim. I just want to make one correction. I did serve in the Electoral College in the last election. This year, I'm leaving it to somebody else, thank God. So I've done my tour and my duty, as they say. So
but you were electoral. You did do your damage in the 2020 election, though.
2016. I had other roles to play.
You weren't complicit in this election and the electoral level, at least. Is that what you're saying?
Well, I think I probably was complicit, but more at the campaign level, not at the Electoral College level, right? So, but last time I got to vote for the loser. So, I mean, I've had a taste of all of it. You know, so it's all good.
So, it looks like it's a fait accompli. It looks like the election will be given to Biden and Harris. I now call it the Harris Biden administration. And not meaning to be disrespectful, but just from a reality standpoint, that's what I call it. I mean, think about it, Bill. They did it themselves. Both of them did it themselves on the campaign. But we'll talk about that again in a minute. But let's move on and talk about the election itself. What did you think about? I'm saying that regardless of how you feel about the result, this was an election process America should not be proud of. What do you think?
Oh, quite the contrary. I think that more of your fellow citizens voted this time than have ever voted.
No. I'm not talking about the turnout. I'm talking about the way it was processed. I'm talking about all the mail-in votes and all that.
I think it was just fine. I think every state has their own regime. They vary in rigorousness, and obviously, I think some of it, Jim, is that some states hadn't quite caught the drift of the pandemic yet, and were not equipped when they okayed mail-in balloting.
That's my point.
Did not have the systems in place to adequately respond to it. But it's different. There's two questions here. One, were they prepared for what they got? In many cases, I will grant you the point they weren't. But the second question is, were they able to deal with it and eventually count all the ballots? Absolutely. Yeah, not a problem. It took a little more time in some cases.
Yeah. What do you say to people? Now, I've spoken with a handful of global thinkers. I'm talking smart people who are reasonable, intellectually honest people. And I've heard from a number of them who've said, when I asked them, do you think this election was stolen from Trump, without blinking, without taking a breath, every one of them said yes. What do you say to those people?
I think they're nuts. I mean, you know, look, you and I were talking before the show started.
But you know, half of America thinks that. So my point is, but there's reason for them to think that. Go ahead.
I think that's a sorry state. I mean, you and I were talking about before the show started how little Washington ever gets done, and on the other hand, you're positing a great conspiracy by these same imbeciles who you claim can't do policy. It's one or the other. There is no.
But there are people who believe that they had help, that Washington had help with the media. I mean, you got to admit the Biden campaign, the Biden-Harris campaign was pretty unusual, right? I mean, just to not be out there anymore. Joe Biden didn't take a lot of questions. He didn't answer a lot of questions. What do you think? Is that, you got to admit, this wasn't a regular campaign.
Absolutely, there was a pandemic, and frankly, you know, in hindsight, does it look like Biden did the more sensible thing? Because look at the infection rate caused by the super spreader event that Trump had. I mean, when you come right down to it, from a public health standpoint, I did not enjoy the campaign from the basement. Look, I don't enjoy not seeing half of my relatives for Thanksgiving, yeah. But some prudence was in order here. Was the election stolen when you come down to the question you're asking? No. It was a fair election, possibly one of the fairest America's ever had. And if people can't, you know, if they're not happy with the outcome, I can understand that. But don't go looking for folks under the bed who stole it from you. You just lost.
Well,
I mean, I have the same problem.
There's plenty of evidence to say that there were some other issues going on. We'll talk about this after the break with our good friend Bill Brown. I'm Jim Blessingham. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.